Will there ever be justice for Senzo Meyiwa? It was 6 years ago that the story broke that the Bafana Bafana star had been killed. Promises and many commitments years later, the case has still not been resolved. And of course, this week, News 24 carried a story about the police discovering a weapon supposedly used in the murder. But the family say they have no clue about this development, and they have been upset by what they are reading. 6 years later, we're no closer to finding out why or even who killed Senzo Meyiwa. His cousin, Siyabonga Mia, joins us now on the line. Siyabonga, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time. This has been a horrible, horrible 6 years since October 2014.
Yeah, what's up, Siyabonga? Hello.
Hi, hi.
Yes, Bongani, it's been terrible to us as a family, and it's been hurting ever since.
You know, I'm thinking of all the promises that have been made by the minister that this case was going to be solved. There were lots of commitments, various ministers, Figile Mbalula, Pegitele, all of them saying, we're going to solve this, we're going to solve this, we're going to solve this. How are you as a family feeling that all of this time there's not much that you've been told?
It pains us to hear people making promises, yet they know which they have solved the case a long time ago, but they are not willing to make arrests because they know they have to arrest one of their own at some point for defeating the ends of justice.
Just explain what you mean. You think the case has been solved?
A case was solved a long time ago. You must remember, Bongani, when our brother was shot, there were people inside the house.
Yes.
And one of them was the first time visiting Johannesburg. And when he called us, he told us that Zandi's boyfriend has shot Senzo cold blood. We didn't know who was Zandi's boyfriend. The phone went dead, and then a minute later, and then a call came. We called him back, and he said, no, Zandi's boyfriend shot Senzo dead. And who's Zandi's boyfriend? Because we didn't know who was Zandi. The only person that we've known and accommodated by our big sister, it was okay, you understand? And then we learned to know which is Zandi's boyfriend was Longwe Twala.
This is Chiko Twala's son.
Let me not bring in his father because his father was not there. But I can tell you, with Longwe Twala shot and killed Senzo Meyiwa.
And you put that to the police, and what's happened with that allegation?
We've been telling all the police knows. Even the head of our hopes, General Lebia, knows that because he was once involved within the case. They know.
Well, I mean,
it's
one thing, Siyabonga, though, to have been told that that's what happened, but obviously the police have to investigate that allegation. They have to test that allegation, and more importantly, they have to prove that that's what happened. Isn't that why the case has stalled?
Listen, the police have done their work, or maybe some of them, because you must remember which we had two teams. The team that was working with justice, and then the team that was working to defeat the case. Like yesterday, I was speaking to General one of the top cops that I met at Kethastole's office, General Mpaz. He told me, Utibona, they've done their work. The people who do not want to sign is the DPP.
What?
Warrant of arrest. He said, I can quote him on that one. He said that the DPP, the docket is with the DPP, and they do not, if they sign, they're going to make arrest.
What about this latest information about a supposed breakthrough in the case, a gun linked to the murder has been identified? What do you as a family understand about that?
And then the next thing that they're going to say that the person who shot Senzo died fighting the police because he was a hitman. That's what they are going to say. It's their story. It's their narrative. Because you must remember, we took matters into our... We started investigating. That narrative is their narrative that they are making up, because they know with the person who shot Senzo is Longwe Tswala.
Why would they protect
Senzo
him?
Senzo died trying to protect his girlfriend. You know, it's sad to which Senzo was wearing our national flag and is being treated like this by the DPP. And if Bongani, you'll go back, I went to the DPP's Chauke's office, and he said to me, the people were inside the house were lying. You understand? But which why they didn't sign those warrant, I don't know.
Why would they protect him, do you think, Siyabonga? Why would they protect the people you are saying are guilty for killing Senzo Maiwa?
Some people born with a silver spoon in their mouth. It's so unfortunate for Senzo Wuti. He didn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Everything that he had, he fought for it. He went to pirate with torn boots and he made his way up. He didn't born with a silver spoon. That is why we are here.
Siyabonga Maiwa, explosive accusations there. Senzo Maiwa's cousin talking about the unresolved case of the former Bafana Bafana star. He says the evidence is there. The police have not followed it up because they are protecting the people he believes were responsible for the murder of Senzo Maiwa. Explosive allegations there. We will be getting the police to try and weigh in on that interview and those accusations.